Welcome to This Date in Weather History for Thursday, June 10th. I'm AccuWeather.com's Evan Myers. Benjamin Franklin, inventor of bifocal glasses, the Franklin stove, one of those that wrote the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, ambassador, governor of Pennsylvania. On June 10th of 1752 in Philadelphia, flew a kite during a thunderstorm and collected an ambient electrical charge in a Leyden jar, enabling him to demonstrate the connection between lightning and electricity. According to the Franklin Institute located in Philadelphia, Franklin had been waiting for an opportunity just like this. He wanted to demonstrate the electrical nature of lightning, and to do so, he needed a thunderstorm. He had his materials at the ready, a simple kite made with a large silk handkerchief, a hemp string, and a silk string. He also had a house key and a Leyden jar, a device that could store an electrical charge for later use, and a sharp length of wire. His son William assisted him. Franklin had originally planned to conduct the experiment atop a Philadelphia church spire, according to his contemporary British scientist, Joseph Priestley, who incidentally is credited with discovering oxygen. But he changed his plans when he realized he could achieve the same goal by using a kite. Franklin and his son, and I quote Priestley, took the opportunity of the first approaching thunderstorm to take a walk into a field to demonstrate in the completest manner possible the sameness of the electric fluid with the matter of lightning. Dr. Franklin, astonishingly, as it must have appeared, contrived actually to bring lightning from the heavens by means of an electrical kite, which he raised when a storm of thunder was perceived to be coming on, end of quote. Despite a common misconception, Benjamin Franklin did not discover electricity during this experiment, or at all for that matter. Electrical forces had been recognized for more than 1,000 years, and scientists had worked extensively with static electricity. Franklin's experiment demonstrated the connection between lightning and electricity. To dispel another myth, Franklin's kite was not struck by lightning. If it had been, he probably would have been electrocuted. Franklin had become interested in electricity in the mid-1740s, a time when much was still unknown on the topic, and spent almost a decade conducting electrical experiments. He coined a number of terms that are used today, including battery, conductor, and electrician. He also invented the lightning rod, used to protect buildings and ships. By the time Franklin died in 1790, he was arguably the most famous man in the world. And that's what happened on June 10th. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for a brand new episode and find out what happened on this date in weather history.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. Be sure to subscribe, rate, review This Date in Weather History on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And of course, if you have an idea for a future podcast, just email us, accuweather.podcast@accuweather.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.